Live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
We are live today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Joe and Alex Show, inside Glamptown. So excited. We can see right now behind us, they're setting up the stage. And look at that right there. You know what you should do? That guy's golfing. The golf course is right here, too, inside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. When he's about to swing, Alex, you should say, four! But yell it really loud. Why not?
I'm scared.
I think I should do it.
You do it.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll wait for him to do that. But while we're getting that to happen right now, speaking of glamping, that's kind of a cool way to stay here. There's some other ways people are kind of taking shelter and getting ready for the Indianapolis 500. What are they doing?
This lady from Zionsville came up with this little company. It's called Try It Tiny. It's only 2 months old.
Nice shot.
Oh, my God. Golf clap. So embarrassing.
You hit it right on the green.
So she came up with this idea. She calls it boutique hotels. They have three houses that they bring to this property.
He's lining up a shot. Ooh, a little light, but it's rolling up on the green right there. And ooh, he's hitting pretty about 7 feet from the pin. Nice shot!
It's too windy for golf. I feel like it'd blow the balls.
Okay, they're looking at me. I'm going to quit talking now. I don't want to get kicked out.
Hashtag blow the balls.
Hashtag anyway. What balls? Got balls?
So basically, you can stay at Glamptown or you can stay in these little tiny houses from Try It Tiny, Maggie Daniels from Zionsville, and race fans can rent them, and then they can take advantage of the amenities and walk to the track. And they're, like, super nice.
Hey.
They're on wheels. They're like an Airbnb for land, and they're 400 square feet or less.
God, that would get, like, my left butt cheek in.
You can rent a little tiny house, park it on the property.
I think if we had something that small, Alex, and I went inside of it, like if I went to one side, it would tip over.
Apparently, it says prices range from $150 to $270 per night for the tiny houses, each of which is around 200 square feet. If the square footage doesn't bring out the aww factor, the house's nicknames and cozy wood finishing will stop. Stop, there's nicknames.
Okay. What are the nicknames here for these little miniature 400 square foot houses?
There's one called the Bindle Drum, which sneaks a king size bed, a kitchen, bathroom, and a surprising amount of storage into its space.
King size?
There's
That's
one
big.
Called the Rustic Sleeping Quarters. It doesn't have a shower, but it does fit in two beds and a kitchen.
Hey.
And the Tiny Pint House. It greets visitors with a large wood finished pint glass on the front door and a bottle opener on the outside. Isn't that cute?
I love the things that you like. You're like, that is so nice.
Ooh, inside, the scent of pine wood blends with blonde walls and dark-hued kitchen cabinets might draw you in. That sounds like a back page ad. The scent of pine wood blends and blonde
walls. I don't think you find anything. I don't think anything you find on back page is going to smell fresh or piney.
But if a girl told you, hey, Joe, I smell like pinewood blends. Check out my blonde walls and my dark-hued kitchen cabinets. That wouldn't do it for you?
That's exactly what it would do. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, broadcasting live from inside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We are at Glamptown with Radio Now 100.9.